Scientists with the Marine Mammal Research Consortium in British Columbia manipulated the diets of 8 female Steller sea lions for 1 month in the summer and 1 month in the winter. Each of the sea lions received 80% of their normal energetic food intake, but one group was given herring, a fatty fish, and the other was given pollock, a significantly less fatty fish. The group that ate herring had 80% of their normal daily herring intake. The group that ate pollock had almost twice as much biomass of fish as normal, but they were eating pollock instead of herring. Lead scientist Tiffin Jenya Duda said they wanted to see how the sea lions used the energy they consumed.
It was to understand how sea lion will physiologically and behaviorally adjust when they temporarily do not get enough energy from their food. So it was more in a energetic priorities perspective. How will they decide to partition their energy budget when they don't get enough energy for everything?
Both groups of sea lions lost the same amount of weight, but from different parts of their bodies. The sea lions that ate pollock lost muscle mass, which over time could cause them to lose organ functions. The animals that ate the fattier, healthier fish were better able to adjust to the loss of energy and use what they had appropriately.
The animal fed herring adjusted to the environmental conditions pretty well, meaning that in winter, when the temperatures are low and they need to keep their body warm, the animal fed herring or fed the high quality fish, they mostly decrease their activity level to spare energy and also try to preserve as much as possible their lipid reserve from their blubber layer, their insulative layer, while the animal fed pollock didn't adjust as well as all these environmental conditions.
Jenya says that what they eat, even though they're getting the same number of calories, affects how they use the energy.
So it seems that if they are on a bad diet or a low quality diet, they may not be able to adjust to environment as well.
The theory is that the different foods are triggering different hormonal reactions. The internal systems of the sea lions that are eating pollock are confused. Their bellies are full, but they don't get enough energy to function like normal. The researchers also studied the seasonal effects of changing their diets. Jenya says it's not what you would expect. It was easier for the sea lions to recover from food shortages during the winter than during the summer.
It might be more easy for them to be faced with a shortage of food in winter. They might be pre-adapted to that. While in summer, they're used to have like pretty high energy fish. They are more predictable, so they know where they are. So they're not as predisposed or are used to unexpected food shortage in this season.
The experiment showed that the sea lions' endocrine systems are adapted to the natural seasonal cycles. Jenya says researchers are still gathering data on exactly what sea lions eat in the wild, but samples of scat collected during summer research seasons indicate that they're eating low-energy pollock because that's what's mostly available.
The reason why we think they might have a food shortage in the North Pacific Ocean is that because there is a great increase in the pollock populations in this area. So we think that sea lions are eating mostly pollock, especially in winter.
That preliminary information, combined with the study on the captive sea lions, which shows that sea lions' bodies don't adapt as well when eating pollock, might be a clue as to why sea lion populations aren't doing as well in the North Pacific. However, researchers are still doing more studies. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.